Chapter 97. Brake Principles Friction Materials. Energy and Work. Brake Principles and Friction Materials. Energy. Energy is the ability to do work. There are many forms of energy, but chemical, mechanical, and electrical energy are the most familiar kinds involved in the operation of an automobile. See Figure 97-1. Work. Work is the transfer of energy from one physical system to another, especially the transfer of energy to an object through the application of force. This is precisely what occurs when a vehicle's brakes are applied. The force of the actuating system transfers the energy of the vehicle's motion to the brake drums or rotors, where friction converts it into heat energy and stops the vehicle. Kinetic energy. Kinetic energy is a fundamental form of mechanical energy. It is the energy of mass in motion. Every moving object possesses kinetic energy, and the amount of that energy is determined by the object's mass and speed. The greater the mass of an object and the faster it moves, the more kinetic energy it possesses. Even at low speeds, a moving vehicle has enough kinetic energy to cause serious injury and damage. The purpose and function of the brake system is to dispose of that energy in a safe and controlled manner. Engineers calculate kinetic energy using the following formula. Mass times velocity squared divided by 29.9 equals kinetic energy in foot-pounds. Another way to express this equation is as follows. Weight times speed squared divided by 29.9 equals kinetic energy. Refer to Figure 97-1. Energy, which is the ability to perform work, exists in many forms. Refer to Figure 97-2. Kinetic energy increases in direct proportion to the weight of the vehicle. Tech tip. Brakes stop wheels, not the vehicle. Brakes are used to slow and stop the rotation of the wheels. The tires are attached to the wheels, and the friction between the tire tread and the pavement is what actually stops the vehicle. If the vehicle is on a slippery surface, such as gravel or snow, the wheels may be stopped by the brakes, but the vehicle can continue without slowing if there is a lack of traction between the tires and the ground. Kinetic energy example number 1. A 3,000 pounds vehicle traveling at 30 miles per hour is compared with a 6,000 pounds vehicle, also traveling at 30 miles per hour. See Figure 97-2. The equations for computing their respective kinetic energies look like this. 3,000 pounds times 30 squared mile per hour divided by 29.9 equals 90,301 foot-pounds. 6,000 pounds times 30 squared mile per hour divided by 29.9 equals 180,602 foot-pounds. The results show that when the weight of a vehicle is doubled from 3,000 to 6,000 pounds, its kinetic energy is also doubled from 90,301 to 180,602 foot-pounds. In mathematical terms, kinetic energy increases proportionally as weight increases. In other words, if the weight of a moving object doubles, its kinetic energy also doubles. If the weight quadruples, the kinetic energy becomes four times as great. Kinetic energy example number 2. A 3,000 pounds vehicle traveling at 30 miles per hour is compared with the same vehicle traveling at 60 miles per hour. See Figure 97-3. 3,000 pounds times 30 squared mile per hour divided by equals 90,301 foot-pounds. 3,000 pounds times 60 squared mile per hour divided by 29.9 equals 361,204 foot-pounds. Refer to Figure 97-3. Kinetic energy increases as the square of any increase in vehicle speed. The results show that the vehicle traveling at 30 miles per hour has over 90,000 foot-pounds of kinetic energy, but at 60 miles per hour the figure increases to over 350,000 foot-pounds. At twice the speed, the vehicle has exactly four times as much kinetic energy. If the speed were doubled again to 120 miles per hour, the amount of kinetic energy grows to almost 1,500,000 foot-pounds. In mathematical terms, kinetic energy increases as the square of its speed. In other words, if the speed of a moving object doubles, the kinetic energy becomes four times as great. And if the speed quadruples, say from 15 to 60 miles per hour, the kinetic energy becomes 16 times as great. This is the reason speed has such an impact on kinetic energy. Inertia. Definition. Inertia is defined by Isaac Newton's first law of motion, which states that a body at rest tends to remain at rest, and a body in motion tends to remain in motion in a straight line unless acted upon by an outside force. Weight transfer. Inertia, in the form of weight transfer, plays a major part in braking performance. Newton's first law of motion states, if applied to a vehicle, A moving vehicle remains in motion unless acted upon by an outside force. The sequence that occurs when the brakes are applied includes: the vehicle brakes provide that outside force, but when the brakes are applied at the wheel friction assemblies, only the wheels and tires begin to slow immediately. The rest of the vehicle, all of the weight carried by the suspension, attempts to remain in forward motion. The result is that the front suspension compresses, the rear suspension extends, and the weight is transferred toward the front of the vehicle. See Figure 97-4. Refer to Figure 97-4. Inertia creates weight transfer that requires the front brakes to provide most of the braking force. Refer to Figure 97-5. Front-wheel drive vehicles have most of their weight over the front wheels. Weight bias. The total weight of the vehicle does not change during a brake application, only the amount supported by each axle. To compound the problem of weight transfer, most vehicles also have a forward weight bias, which means that even when stopped, more than 50% of their weight is supported by the front wheels. This occurs because the engine, transmission, and most other heavy parts are located toward the front of the vehicle. See Figure 97-5. Front-wheel drive vehicles, in particular, have a forward weight bias. Whenever the brakes are applied, weight transfer and weight bias greatly increase the load on the front wheels, while the load on the rear wheels is reduced. This requires the front brakes to provide 60% to 80% of the total braking force. To deal with the extra load, the front brakes are much more powerful than the rear brakes. Coefficient of friction. Definition: the amount of friction between two objects or surfaces is commonly expressed as a value called the coefficient of friction and is represented by the Greek letter mu. The coefficient of friction, also referred to as the friction coefficient, is determined by dividing tensile force by weight force. The tensile force is the pulling force required to slide one of the surfaces across the other. The weight force is the force pushing down on the object being pulled. The complete friction assembly, including lining and backing, is often called a brake pad or brake shoe. The friction coefficient for most standard brake pads is usually in the range of 0.25 to 0.55. Static and kinetic friction. There are actually two measurements of the coefficient of friction, the static friction coefficient and the kinetic friction coefficient. The static value is the coefficient of friction with the two friction surfaces at rest. The kinetic value is the coefficient of friction while the two surfaces are sliding against one another. The coefficient of static friction is always higher than that of kinetic friction, which explains why it is harder to start an object moving than to keep it moving. See Figure 97-6. It takes 100 pounds of tensile force to start the wooden block sliding, but once in motion, it takes only 50 pounds to keep it sliding. The relatively high static friction is harder to overcome than the somewhat lower kinetic friction. The static and kinetic friction coefficients for several combinations of materials are shown in Chart 97-1. The difference between static and kinetic friction explains why parking brakes, although much less powerful than service brakes, are still able to hold a vehicle in position on a hill. The job of the parking brakes is relatively easy because the stationary vehicle has no kinetic energy. The brake lining and drum or discs are not moving when they are applied. To start the vehicle moving, enough force has to be applied to overcome the relatively high static friction of the parking brakes. The service brakes, however, have a much more difficult job. The moving vehicle has a great deal of kinetic energy, and the fact that the brake friction surfaces are in relative motion means that kinetic friction makes them less efficient. Refer to Figure 97-6. The static coefficient of friction of an object at rest is higher than the kinetic, dynamic, friction coefficient once in motion. Refer to Chart 97-1. Every combination of materials has different static and kinetic friction coefficients. Brake fade. Definition: if repeated hard stops are performed, the brake system components can overheat and lose effectiveness, or possibly fail altogether. This loss of braking power is called brake fade. Mechanical fade. Mechanical fade occurs when a brake drum overheats and expands away from the brake lining. To maintain braking power, the brake shoes must move farther outward, which requires additional brake pedal travel. When the drum expands to a point where there is not enough pedal travel to keep the lining in contact with the drum, brake fade occurs. Mechanical fade is not a problem with disc brakes because as a brake rotor heats up, it expands toward the brake pads, rather than away from them. Lining fade. Lining fade affects both drum and disc brakes and occurs when the friction material overheats to the point where its coefficient of friction drops off. See Figure 97-7. When lining fade occurs on drum brakes, Partial braking power can sometimes be restored by increasing pressure on the brake pedal, although this may only make matters worse, since the extra pressure increases the amount of heat and fade. With disc brakes, lining fade is possible, but is less of a problem because of disc brakes' superior ability to dissipate heat. The rotor friction surfaces are exposed to the passing air, and most rotors have internal ventilation passages that further aid in cooling. Gas fade. Gas fade is a relatively rare type of brake fade that occurs under very hard braking when a thin layer of hot gases and dust particles builds up between the brake drum or rotor and linings. The gas layer acts as a lubricant and reduces friction. See Figure 97-8. As with lining fade, greater application force at the brake pedal is required to maintain a constant level of stopping power. Gas fade becomes more of a problem as the size of the brake lining increases because gases and particles have a harder time escaping from under a drum brake shoe than a disc brake pad. Some high-performance brake shoes and pads have slotted linings to provide paths for gas and particles to escape. In most cases, brake fade is a temporary condition and the brakes return to normal once they have all been allowed to cool. Refer to Figure 97-7. Some heat increases the coefficient of friction, but too much heat can cause it to drop off sharply. Refer to Figure 97-8. One cause of brake fade occurs when the phenolic resin, a part of the friction material, gets so hot that it vaporizes. The vaporized gas from the disc brake pads gets between the rotor, disc, and the friction pad. Because the friction pad is no longer in contact with the rotor, no additional braking force is possible. Water fade. If a vehicle is driven through deep water or during a severe rainstorm, water can get between the brake drum and the linings. When this occurs, no stopping power is possible until the water is pushed out and normal friction is restored. While water fade is most likely to occur with drum brakes, it can also occur on disc brakes. After driving through deep water, the wise driver should lightly apply the brakes to check the operation and to help remove any water trapped between the friction material and the rotor or drum. Deceleration rates. Terminology. Deceleration rates are measured in units of feet per second per second. No, this is not a misprint. What it means is that the vehicle changes in velocity during a certain time interval divided by the time interval. Deceleration is abbreviated FT/SEC2, pronounced feet per second, or feet per second squared, or meters per second squared, M/SEC2, in the metric system. Refer to Figure 97-9. The gear selector is often called the PRNDL, pronounced Prindl, regardless of the actual letters or numbers used. Tech tip. How to reduce possible brake fade. To help prevent possible brake fade while descending long hills, place the gear selector into a lower drive range, such as 2, or even 1, if going slowly enough. This action allows for additional engine braking and takes the load off of the wheel brakes. See Figure 97-9. Typical deceleration rates. Typical deceleration rates include the following. Comfortable deceleration is about 8.5 feet per second, or 3 meters per second squared. Loose items in the vehicle fly above 11 feet per second, or 3.5 meters per second squared. Maximum deceleration rates for most vehicles and light trucks range from 16 to 32 feet per second squared, or 5 to 10 meters per second squared. An average deceleration rate of 15 feet per second, or 3 meters per second squared, can stop a vehicle traveling at 55 miles per hour, or 88 kilometers per hour, in about 200 feet, or 61 meters, in less than 4 seconds. See Figure 97-10. Brake temperature. Temperatures at the front brake pads can reach 1,300 degrees Fahrenheit, or 700 degrees Celsius, or higher during normal driving as high as 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit, or 980 degrees Celsius, during braking from a high speed or during long descents. Brake fluid and rubber components may reach 300 degrees Fahrenheit, or 150 degrees Celsius, or higher. Refer to Figure 97-10. Rapid braking causes the brake friction material to wear more compared to gentle, less aggressive, braking. Brake friction materials. Purpose and function. Brake friction materials are composed of relatively soft, but tough, and heat-resistant material to provide the friction between the movable part of the braking system, drum or rotor, and the stationary part of the braking system. The brake friction material has to provide the friction needed to slow and stop the vehicle quietly, and still provide a long service life. Brake lining composition. Brake shoes and pads operate under the most extreme conditions in the entire brake system and are subject to wear. Friction materials, such as disc brake pads or drum brake shoes, contain a mixture of ingredients. These materials include a binder, such as thermosetting resin, fibers, for reinforcement, and friction modifiers, to obtain a desired coefficient of friction. Brake blocks. The various ingredients in brake lining are mixed and molded into the shape of the finished product. The fibers in the material are the only thing holding this mixture together. A large press is used to force the ingredients together to form a brake block, which eventually becomes the brake lining and/or pads. Asbestos. Definition. Asbestos is the term used to describe naturally occurring silicate minerals that consist of long fibers. Asbestos mining began more than 4,000 years ago, but did not start large scale until the end of the 19th century when manufacturers and builders began using asbestos for sound absorption. Its resistance to fire, heat, electrical, and chemical damage. And affordability. It was used in such applications as electrical insulation for hot plate wiring and in building insulation. When asbestos is used for its resistance to fire or heat, the fibers are often mixed with cement or woven into fabric or mats. These desirable properties made asbestos a very widely used material, and its use continued to grow throughout most of the 20th century until the carcinogenic, or cancer-causing, effects of asbestos were discovered, which caused its effective demise as a mainstream construction and fireproofing material in most countries. Tech tip. Competitively priced brakes. The term competitively priced means lower cost. Most brake manufacturers offer premium as well as lower price linings to remain competitive with other manufacturers, or with importers of brake lining material produced overseas by US or foreign companies. Organic asbestos brake lining is inexpensive to manufacture. In fact, according to warehouse distributors and importers, the box often costs more than the brake lining inside. Professional brake service technicians should only install brake linings and pads that give braking performance equal to that of the original factory brakes. For best results, always purchase high-quality brake parts from a known brand name manufacturer. Refer to Chart 97-2. Typical brake compositions for asbestos, organic, lining. Asbestos hazards. Asbestos exposure can cause scar tissue to form in the lungs. This condition is called asbestosis. It gradually causes increasing shortness of breath, and the scarring to the lungs is permanent. Even low exposures to asbestos can cause mesothelioma, a type of fatal cancer of the lining of the chest or abdominal cavity. Asbestos exposure can also increase the risk of lung cancer, as well as cancer of the voice box, stomach, and large intestine. It usually takes 15 to 30 years or more for cancer or asbestos lung scarring to show up after exposure. Asbestos brake linings. Asbestos was a popular component for vehicle brakes because of its heat resistance and strength. Brake friction materials that used asbestos were called organic linings/pads. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has not banned the use of asbestos in drum brake linings or disc brake pads, even though it has banned its use in corrugated paper, roll board, commercial paper, specialty paper, and flooring felt. The concentration of asbestos in brake lining was estimated at 30% to 50%. The routine tasks of blowing out brake surfaces, using an air hose to clean the surfaces, were considered to be the most common way workers were exposed. The use of asbestos for brake linings was never abandoned completely. See Chart 97-2. Refer to Chart 97-3. Typical brake compositions for semi-metallic disc brake pads. Semi-metallic friction materials. Definition. The term semi-metallic refers to brake lining material that uses metal, rather than asbestos, in its formulation. It still uses resins and binders and is, therefore, not 100% metal, but rather semi-metallic. Semi-metallic pads are commonly called semi-mets. Construction. The metal in most metallic linings is made from metal particles that have been fused together without melting. This process is called sintering and the result is called sintered metal linings. Most semi-metallic linings do not contain asbestos. Semi-metallic linings require a very smooth finish on the rotor because the metal in the lining does not conform to the surface of the rotor, as does asbestos lining. A major disadvantage of semi-metallic disc brake pads is that it causes a lot of brake dust, which discolors the vehicle wheels. See Chart 97-3. Non-asbestos ceramic friction materials. Terminology. Brake pads and linings that use synthetic material, such as aramid fibers, instead of steel are usually referred to as non-asbestos. non-asbestos organic, and non-asbestos synthetic. These friction materials are often called ceramic in the American aftermarket because they include ceramic fibers, which are usually potassium titanide. Construction. Linings are called synthetic because synthetic, or man-made, fibers are used. These linings use aramid fiber instead of metal as the base material. Aramid is the generic name for aromatic polyamide fibers. Kevlar is the DuPont brand name of aramid and a registered trademark of EI DuPont and Amores & Company. Non-asbestos linings are often quieter than semi-metallic pads and cause less wear to brake rotors, as do semi-metallic pads. Brake dust from non-asbestos organic disc brake pads is less than from semi-metallic pads. See Chart 97-4. Refer to Chart 97-4. Typical compositions for non-asbestos organic, or ceramic friction materials. Carbon fiber friction materials. Terminology. Carbon fiber brake lining is the newest and most expensive of the lining materials. Carbon fiber material is often called CFRC, or carbon fiber reinforced carbon. It is composed of a carbon mix into which reinforcing carbon fibers are embedded. CFRC is commonly used in the brakes of jet aircraft and racing cars. CFRC brakes provide constant friction coefficient whether cold or hot, low wear rates, and low noise development. Frequently asked question. What are ceramic pads exactly? Non-asbestos organic ceramic friction materials contain some ceramic powders or fibers. They are not ceramic matrix composites, but rather they are an organic matrix composite molded using a phenolic resin. Non-asbestos organic materials typically exhibit low friction and or high wear rates at high temperatures. To counteract this behavior, they sometimes contain many other raw materials, such as abrasives and metal sulfides, to maintain thermal stability. Metal sulfides generally provide lubrication and reduce noise created by these friction materials. Ceramic compounds provide much quieter braking because the ceramic compound helps dampen noise by generating a frequency beyond the human hearing range. Another characteristic that makes ceramic materials attractive is the absence of noticeable dust. All brake pads produce dust as they wear. The ingredients in ceramic compounds produce a light color dust that is much less noticeable and less likely to stick to the wheels. Ceramic pads meet or exceed all original equipment standards for durability, stopping distance, and noise. This is quite an improvement over organic and semi-metallic brake materials that typically sacrifice pad life to reduce noise, or vice versa. Frequently asked question. What do DQDA and BEEP mean? Original equipment brake pads and shoes are required to comply with the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard 135, which specifies maximum stopping distances. There is also a requirement for fade resistance, but no standard for noise or wear. Aftermarket, replacement, brake pads and shoes are not required to meet the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard. However, several manufacturers of replacement brake pads and shoes are using a standardized test that closely matches the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard and is called the Dual Dynamometer Differential Effectiveness Analysis or DEA. This test is currently voluntary and linings that pass the test can have a DEA certified seal placed on the product package. BEEP stands for Brake Effectiveness Evaluation Procedure and is a series of tests on aftermarket brake components that is similar to the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard tests and SAE J2430 standards. Brake pads and environmental concerns. Use of copper in brake pads. Copper is a soft metal with very high thermal and electrical conductivity and is used in most brake lining pads because it helps transfer heat efficiently and increases brake effectiveness in cold weather. Helps prevent brakes from squeaking and shuddering. Adds strength to the brake pad material. Helps reduce fade so that brakes remain effective through extended braking events. Not all brake pads contain copper. Copper content varies from manufacturer to manufacturer, and even among pads made by the same manufacturer for different applications. Environmental concern. Tiny amounts of copper from brakes fall onto the streets and parking lots every time the brakes are used. Copper is a pollutant because it is toxic to certain sensitive species of algae, or phytoplankton, that form the base of the aquatic food chain. Copper also directly damages the sensory capabilities of salmon, making it difficult for them to avoid predators or find their way back to their spawning grounds. Copper is not necessarily harmful to the environment, because it is vital to the health of both plants and animals. Copper from brakes account for anywhere from 35% to 60% of copper in California's urban watershed runoff. In some urban watersheds, this added copper may be enough to cause water concentrations to exceed the water quality standard for copper. This led to determining a course of action that addresses the issue. Refer to Figure 97-11. All boxes of brake linings and pads should be labeled with the leaf mark, which gives a visual clue as to the standard under which the brake friction materials meet certain state laws regarding the amount of copper. Legal requirements to reduce copper. The issue of copper in the environment has been under consideration since the 1990s when cities south of San Francisco were having trouble meeting Clean Water Act requirements to reduce copper in urban runoff flowing into San Francisco Bay. Studies indicated that brake pads were a major source of copper in that runoff. California and Washington in 2010 passed laws mandating a reduction in the amount of copper used in automotive brake pads. Both bills mandate that brake pads sold in each state contain no more than 0.5% of copper by weight and must meet all applicable safety standards. The laws differ in timing. In California, the law takes effect no later than January 1, 2025. Leaf mark. Washington state legislation mandates that all brake pads and shoes manufactured after January 1, 2015, are required to have a leaf mark icon indicating the level of compliance with state friction material content legislation. To demonstrate brake manufacturers' compliance with new state regulations, the Brake Manufacturers Council abbreviated, BMC, of the Automotive Aftermarket Suppliers Association and the Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association abbreviated, MEMA, have selected NSF International to serve as its official registrar. NSF International is an independent organization that writes standards, tests, and certifies products for the food, water, and consumer goods industries to minimize adverse health effects and protect the environment, www.nsfcoma.org. In addition to copper, all of the new standards restrict the following from brake friction materials. Asbestos fibers, less than 0.1% by weight. Cadmium and its compounds, less than 0.01% by weight. Chromium, Vi, salts, less than 0.1% by weight. Lead and its compounds, less than 0.1% by weight. And mercury and its compounds, less than 0.1% by weight. The leaf marks refer to the following ratings. Level A standard, or, one leaf, contains more than 5% of copper by weight, 2015 standard. Level B standard, or, two leaves, contains between 0.5% and 5% of copper by weight, 2021 standard. Level N standard, or, three leaves, contains less than 0.5% of copper by weight, 2025 standard, see Figure 97-11. Refer to Figure 97-12. The edge codes include a lot of information about the brake friction material. Refer to Figure 97-13. The edge codes are now printed on the backing of the brake pad because there is so much required information that it often does not fit on the edge of the brake pad or shoe. Edge codes. Purpose. Starting in 1964, brake linings have been using a standardized way to identify the brake lining materials. The edge codes follow the Society of Automotive Engineers standard J866A. Edge code information. After January 1, 2014, all brake shoes and pads were required to have manufacturer's edge codes, which indicate all of the following. Company code. Pad number. Formulation code. Vendor number. Friction code. Week number that the brakes were made. Environmental code, and year of manufacture. Because these edge codes now contain so much information, many manufacturers of brake friction material print this information on the backing of the friction material instead of on the edge of the lining to make it easier to see and read. See Figures 97-12 and 97-13. Refer to Chart 97-5. Edge code letters represent a range of coefficient of friction of the linings. Tech tip. Edge codes do not represent quality. The coefficient of friction letters do not mean the relative quality of the lining material. Lining wear, fade resistance, tensile strength, heat recovery rate, wet friction, noise, and coefficient of friction must be considered when purchasing high-quality linings. For best brake performance, always purchase the best quality brake pads and lining from a well-known brand name. Refer to Figure 97-14. Typical drum brake lining edge codes, showing the coefficient of friction codes for cold and hot circled. Coefficient of friction edge code. The edge codes for the coefficient of friction include letters that represent a range of coefficient of friction. See Chart 97-5. Cold and hot coefficient of friction. There are always two letters used side by side, The first letter indicates the coefficient of friction when brakes are cold, 250 degrees Fahrenheit, or 121 degrees Celsius, and the second letter indicates the coefficient of friction of the brake lining when the brakes are hot, 600 degrees Fahrenheit, or 316 degrees Celsius. For example, F indicates that the brake lining material has a coefficient of friction between 0.35 and 0.45 when both cold and hot. See Figure 97-14. Review questions. Question 1. What is kinetic energy? Question 2. What is inertia? Question 3. What is the coefficient of friction? Question 4. Why is copper being removed from brake friction material? Question 5. What is the meaning of the friction code letter printed on the edge of brake linings and pads? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. Which Greek letter is used to represent the coefficient of friction? A. Mu. B. Omega. C. Delta. D. Pi. Question 2. The amount of asbestos in brake friction material is being restricted because A. It does not transfer heat to the drum or rotor. B. It is a health hazard. C. Asbestos worn from brakes contaminate rivers and streams. D. It causes excessive brake drum or rotor wear. Question 3. What type of binder is used in all brake friction materials? A. Rubber scrap. B. Carbon. C. Phenolic resin. D. Ceramic powders. Question 4. An edge code reading for coefficient of friction is EF. This means A. The coefficient of friction is 0.50. B. The coefficient of friction is higher when the brakes are cold. C. The coefficient of friction is higher when the brakes are hot. D. A higher quality brake has a code of FF. Question 5. Brake pads and linings that use synthetic material, such as aramid fibers, instead of steel are usually referred to as A. NAO. B. NAS. C. Ceramic. D. Any of the above. Question 6. What can the driver do to reduce the possibility of brake fade caused by heat? A. Ride the brakes to keep the shoes and pads against the drum or rotor. B. Pump the brake pedal while descending a steep hill. C. Select a lower transmission gear. D. Shift the transmission into neutral and allow the vehicle to coast down long or steep hills. Question 7. Brake fade can occur due to A. Mechanical fade. B. Gas fade. C. Water fade. D. Any of the above. Question 8. Why is copper being reduced in brake friction materials? A. Because it is a health concern when it becomes airborne. B. It can affect life in rivers and streams. C. To help reduce the weight of the vehicle. D. To help reduce the cost of the brake linings pads. Question 9. The kinetic energy of a vehicle traveling at 60 miles per hour is when compared to the same vehicle traveling at 30 miles per hour. A. Twice as much. B. 3 times higher. C. 4 times as much. D. 10 times higher. Question 10. Disc brake pads can reach temperatures as high as A. 300 degrees Fahrenheit, or 150 degrees Celsius. B. 1000 degrees Fahrenheit, or 540 degrees Celsius. Circa 1300 degrees Fahrenheit, or 700 degrees Celsius. D. 1800 degrees Fahrenheit, or 980 degrees Celsius. End of chapter 97.